Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
There are many people who feel, you know, if you really want to have an extra little bit of protection, maybe I should put two masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference.
So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense.
But you just said...
I changed my mind.
It leaves me speechless, frankly.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Does it make sense to be killing jobs at a time when 18 million Americans are unemployed?
I hate to disappoint conservative Twitter, but I am going to circle back.
The forecast is predicting
massive winter storm is headed towards New York. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be really strong.
I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the Massachusetts State Police, who live by the motto to protect and steal. There's been another arrest of a underpaid state trooper, just promoted to sergeant, made $185,000 last year, Brian Erickson. He was in New Hampshire on Saturday night, and he apparently got into some kind of domestic dispute, and he fled the scene, allegedly. There was a bolo out on him. He was arrested at his home back in Massachusetts early Sunday morning. This is from the state police. We immediately relieved him of duty. He was transported to Exeter, New Hampshire, and my understanding is that he was arraigned today in New Hampshire. When we relieved him of duty, we took all of his state police equipment from him. That would include his firearms. And I don't know how many firearms there were. There are, again, as I just told Grace, they're conflicting stories. We have scheduled a duty status hearing for him later this week, at which time his duty status will be addressed, and have opened an internal affairs case. Stop me if you've heard this before. We condemn the actions as alleged and have zero tolerance for domestic violence. This is the state police. The guy made $185,000 last year, including $48,000 overtime. We will take appropriate administrative action based on the outcome of the criminal case in New Hampshire and our own internal investigation, which is a bad break because, you know, it was at least 24 hours since they'd suffered their last embarrassment when there's a civil case lawsuit pending. And the lawyer for the plaintiffs who were superior officers who wanted to get to become captains as opposed to lieutenants, they had said that there might be cheating on us. I mean, I know it's hard to believe that the Massachusetts State Police, the brass, could be involved in a cheating scandal for the captains. And this was for people, and there were also questions about how the chiefs of staff for the colonel and the lieutenant colonel got to be captains. The chiefs of staff, they have another job description for their $180,000 a year jobs. They're drivers, chauffeurs. We have a lot of Uber and Lyft people listen to the show. Do you make $180,000 a year? No, of course not. Anyway, we'll be staying on this story as we find out more about it. It was broken on Twitter by me and by the Boston Herald a few minutes ago. But another state cop arrested, just promoted to sergeant as well. 844-500-4242. But the big news of the day is one You didn't know about the sergeant being lugged in New Hampshire on a domestic abuse charge. But it's snowing. It's snowing, and we want to go straight to the storm team. And we're going to open up with our meteorologist. He's an Emmy Award-winning meteorologist, Biff Buffington.
We interrupt the Howie Carr Show for this special weather bulletin from meteorologist Biff Buffington on the scene.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. I'm in the Market Basket parking lot in Waltham, just off 128, and it's so bad. The polar bears are attacking, and Governor Baker, can you get us some help out here? The polar bears are not wearing a mask.
not a mask. People are trying to get their bread and their milk and their water and their avocados because they're worried about the governor shutting off the supply of avocados so no one can make guacamole before the Super Bowl. And the Karens are reporting the people for buying avocados, and then the polar bears have rampaged into the store. They just turned over John Kerry's Tesla. Lurch is trying to escape. One of the polar bears is eating his dealer plates off his Tesla. Help! It's terrible. Predictions are 100 yards of snow by midnight tonight. I'm going to throw it to my niece, Mindy Buffington, at the Whiskey Priest.
Uncle Biff, I'm here at the Whiskey Priest and it's awful. I can't get a vodka soda. They've shut down everything. I took my bicycle here and it's covered in snow. And now I might have to take a vehicle home and pollute the earth. I'm so sad. There's no baby carrots at the store, only the big carrots. And there's no hummus, Uncle Biff. There's no hummus.
Thank you. Thank you, Mindy Buffington. This is Howie Carr back in the studio handling the storm coverage, team coverage from the Howie Carr Show. And now we go to our Maritime Provinces correspondent, Frankie McDonald. Frankie, take it away.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station, live from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive winter storms head towards state of Maine on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be really strong, especially in Bangor and Maine. It's going to bring blowing or drifting snow, reduced visibilities, dangerous to treacherous driving conditions, including Lewiston, Maine, Portland, Maine, and Interstate 95. Be prepared. Have your winter boots ready. Have your winter jackets ready. Have your hats ready. Have your gloves ready. Have your scarves ready. Have your ski pants is ready. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi. Buy cases of Coke. Be prepared for a massive winter storm on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. Take care. Stay safe. Don't get caught in a massive winter storm. Stay warm. Be safe.
God love you. Frankie McDonald from Nova Scotia reporting in live. This is Howie Carr, the anchor of team coverage. Governor Baker has said a pretty big dump is on the way. That was too much information. We want to know what the snowfall situation is, Governor. But that's what he said. It's the headline in the paper.
The forecast is predicting a pretty big dump.
Okay. So that's the situation here in the East Germany of New England, Massachusetts. Or is it the Albania of New England? I can never get it straight. Anyway, we have a lot planned here today. 844-500-4242. 603 says, is Biff an Emmy winner the same way Cuomo is, or does Biff get more things right? You see, what you have to understand, 603, is everybody who's been in TV for more than 10 minutes describes him or herself as an award winner. There are so many. It's like 6-year-old youth soccer leagues where they don't even keep score anymore. Everyone in TV gets a participation trophy, and that's so that therefore Biff, Mindy, Frankie, they're multiple award winners in the world of TV news. 844-500 4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We have a lot to get to here today. There's all kinds of stuff, and it's really amazing what's going on here with this game. I love the GameStop story. I can't get enough of it. It's just so funny, and the New York Times, you know, the Tribune of the Working Man. Oh, they are so PO'd that regular Americans are making big money instead of people like themselves.
I bought my first GameStop stock this morning.
How much did you pay?
Around 250.
Really?
They're still trying to drive it up this week.
I hope so. I would so love to talk to that guy, Gil. I know it's not your fault. We just can't find him. I'm sure he's got a million requests for interviews. But, I mean, the thought that this guy...
people are pretty reclusive to begin with.
Well, how reclusive can he... He did a seven-hour shot on YouTube the other day. Did you see that?
Was it his own YouTube channel?
Yeah, I think it was, but he started out with, what is it, what's Prosecco or Prosecco? He started out with, like, you know, that's some kind of high-class wine.
Champagne.
Champagne. Yeah, so he has a couple of sips of that, and then he just goes, screw it, and he opens up a beer and just starts shooting the breeze with these people. He's got the kids. He's got, he's from Brockton. He's from Brockton. You'd think the New York Times would celebrate a guy from Brockton, Massachusetts, the city of champions, Rocky Marciano's hometown, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, or as Ed King used to call him, the governor, Marvelous Melvin Hagler. But no, he went up against their guys, you know? And so they hate him. They hate all these people. They want to crack down big time on this. Deplorable should not be allowed to make money. All right. We've got a lot to talk about here today. 508 says the most accurate thing Parker has ever said, a pretty big dump. I have a question. Mr. Governor, Your Honor, what are you forecasting what you're going to do to the Massachusetts economy, or what you have done to the Massachusetts economy, and what you're planning to do to the Massachusetts economy in the coming months? Cut 10.
The forecast is predicting a pretty big dump.
Yeah. Yeah. We've already had 10 months of a pretty big dump, and it's just going to get worse, I guess. All right. 844-500-4242. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. Starting today, you can get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word Howie, the Thunderstorm is available at under $90 and shipping is free. This New Year's sale is for 1 week only and while supplies last. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp lingering smell you have in your basement. No filters needed. I've seen comparable units that retail for more than $600 in doctor's offices, and I often ask myself, why didn't they order the Thunderstorm? The Thunderstorm doesn't take up floor space and is quiet. Take advantage of this one-week only sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
So Charlie Parker's already announced that the quote-unquote non-emergency, formerly known as non-essential state workers, don't have to go to work tomorrow. How is that different than any other day for the last 10 months or so? I mean, how many have been showing up at all? They've all been telecommuting. Does this mean they don't even have to put the dummy of themselves in front of a computer and pretend to be there? Incidentally, I wish we're trying to get back on YouTube. But if I were on YouTube right now, I would be showing you these beautiful, beautiful flowers that we've got from 1-800-Flowers. The roses that were delivered yesterday. They're just so nice. 844-500-4242. This Valentine's Day, give the gift that's going to wow at 1-800-Flowers. You see what it's going to be like the next couple of days. Do you really want to go out and shop for anything when you can just go online and get these beautiful flowers delivered to your significant other? Right now, you can get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99, or double the roses for $20 more. And as you get closer to Valentine's Day, the price is going to go up. So get the good price right now. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you individually invest in the stock market?
No, I do not.
64% say no.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever really did. I mean, when I was a kid, my aunts and uncles and used to give me like two or three shares of stock. That was about it, though. I always felt like a minnow swimming in a shark tank. That's why I'm so happy about this. I'm very happy. Anyway, 844-500-4242. So I think the Charlie Parker quote is the quote of the day from the local media, you know, predicting a pretty big dump. But on the national scene, as you know, Joe Biden was going to go to the State Department today, but they got a dusting in Washington, so he couldn't leave the basement. The difference is he's in the basement at the White House now instead of the basement.
The man breaks his ankle playing with his dog. You want him to go outside when there's a dusting of snow on the ground?
Well, it doesn't matter what I want because you know he wasn't going to go. I mean, this is one of those things. He's not going to be there. He's not going to go. But anyway, so Kamala Harris is out there today, and she said one of the craziest things, and it was on a local TV station in West Virginia, so it took a couple days for it to get out. I don't know why it took so long, but she said this last week, and they were asking her, of course, about all the coal miners going to be laid off, just like all the people in the in South Dakota and New Mexico, whether it's the Keystone Pipeline or the imposition of a ban on oil and gas leases. And so this is what Harris, the vice president of the United States, suggested that the about-to-be-out-of-work members of the United Mine Workers Union should be doing. Cut 14.
For example, all of those skilled workers who are in the coal industry and transferring those skills to what we need to do in terms of dealing with reclaiming abandoned landmines.
Reclaiming abandoned landmines. I did not know there were a lot of landmines in West Virginia. And, you know, a landmine, you put it into the ground and then you abandon it. It's rather redundant, isn't it? You don't stand around and watch the landmine because the people it's intended for are not going to come up to it. And perhaps you're going to take a misstep and blow yourself up. Abandoned landmines. Is she suggesting that half of West Virginia's population be relocated to, say, Bosnia? They had a big problem with landmines, didn't they? And I think Iraq and Syria have had during ISIS days, and also when the Ba'ath Party was running Iraq, they had a big problem with landmines. Abandoned landmines. And would you be getting, would the United Mine Workers insist on hazardous duty pay? If their members, the brotherhood, had to deal with abandoned landmines, and how does working in a coal mine enable you to disable a landmine? 774. You've never heard of this, Howie? It's the United Coal Workers Union, IED division, Improvised Explosive Devices division. 844-500-4242. She is 603 says she is so damn dumb. I mean, that's the thing. Who is running the show? Who's running that? That could be a good poll question.
Has Joe soon. Biden never given her a lesson on what his family used to do for generations?
For a thousand generations, we're in the coal mines of Wales. Even though I'm from Ireland,
yeah, I don't know. I just and they have mines. She's from Jamaica. Her family's from Jamaica, by way of Ireland. They have bauxite mines, don't she? She should, for whatever reason, she should know something about mines. But she doesn't. That's one of the many things she doesn't know anything about. 844-500-4242. I have a special internet-only column at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. I deal with many of the issues of the weekend. Check it out, HowieCarshow.com. my internet-only column. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Someone, a texter, wants to know, reclaiming landmines? What's next, daisy cutters? Abandoned Moabs? And Jesse from the Cape says that he was in Afghanistan. And he said, locals in some areas marked the leftover Soviet landmines with formations of small rocks. Unfortunately, their camels didn't always get the memo. How dumb is she? I mean, probably they just said, reclaim land that was pockmarked or ruined, dug up by mines. And she's so non-compos mentis. She's as bad as Biden. By the way, speaking this whole Democrat epidemic of misspeaking has now extended to CNN. CNN, a host, has been infected with Schumer's syndrome. Cut 24.
You are going to sit and listen to the Senate impeachment trial of the former president of the United States who has been impeached for inciting the erection.
Well, he's just quoting Schumer.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Yeah. You know what? They want to take a pretty big dump on Donald Trump. Right? Why are we going down this scatological route?
Their minds are in the gutter, Howie.
The forecast is predicting a pretty big dump.
Oh, just the way you said it. Howie, I have some good news if you want to hear it.
Yes.
Voting rights activist Stacey Abrams, otherwise known as Governor Abrams, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, you saw that BLM has been nominated, Black Lives Matter, for the Nobel Peace Prize, but it's going to be renamed the Mostly Peaceful Nobel Prize from now on.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, and there's a lot of news about the Nobel Peace Prize.
That was in my column on the website. I put that in my Herald. I stole it from somebody, but I figure on the website only column I can get away with it.
Oh yeah, I mean that's probably just one of those things that's going to take off now. And Jared Kushner was also nominated by Alan Dershowitz. That has a lot of the left wing, wanting to pull their hair out. They're upset about that. But it's
why
okay.
Are they upset? Are they upset about peace in the Middle East? Is that what's upsetting them?
It's not the peace so much as the peacemakers that are upsetting them.
What do you care about peace if the wrong guy made the peace?
Right. No, exactly.
I got it. I understand.
And Howie, and sad news that I didn't get to in my show, but I think it is big news. Tony Bennett's family reveals he has Alzheimer's. Very sad news for Tony Bennett. We hope he's doing okay. And Howie, I also wanted to talk a little bit here about, did you hear about this feud between Senator Manchin and Kamala Harris? I know you were just talking about her in the last segment.
I'm glad to hear there is a feud going on because we need his vote desperately to prevent the total destruction of the United States of America.
Well, it's looking more and more like we might get it. I'm going to read you this from the New York Post. Senator Manchin slams Kamala Harris for pressuring senators to back COVID-19 bill. Manchin denounced Harris for appearing on local TV stations in West Virginia.
Oh, that must be the appearance she made when she talked about the landmines.
Yes, I think so. It says that she was appearing on local TV stations in West Virginia and Arizona last week in what was effectively a targeted pressure campaign on senators from those states to support the Biden administration's.
Yeah, I think that's really a bad tactic on their parts.
Yeah, and this is what Senator Manchin, he did not mince words. This is what he had to say about it. He said, I saw the interview. I couldn't believe it. No one called me. We're going to try to find a bipartisan pathway forward. I think we need to. We need to work together. That's not a way of working together.
In other words, he took a pretty big dump on her.
Oh, God, Howie. Manchin told
another news outlet in response to Harris's interview claims that we met with Biden's economic team and they put out what they wanted. We want to help everyone that needs help. But if a person's making $250,000 or $300,000 a year, I don't think they're in much needs as a person making $40,000 or $50,000. That's all I said. We're going to target. So Manchin.
How about the people in jail that are getting these things? There have been stories about that. A guy texted me last week. His son is in prison in New Hampshire, and he got a check, and so did everybody in the cell block.
Yeah, they get the checks, and they get the vaccines.
Right.
And the rest of
us. This is the first time. I mean, it's been almost 2 weeks now, but Biden did finally back down on one of these insane policies. He's not going to give the terrorists in Gitmo vaccination before your grandmother. Boy, right. I guess Antifa is going to be pretty angry about that. They'll try to burn down the courthouse again tonight in Portland, I'm sure.
He's so brave. Howie, SNL this weekend, this was really their first weekend, I believe.
I know. I mentioned this in my column, Grace. People should go to my column on the web.
I think I should go.
It's all there. Yeah, I mentioned this, but go ahead. Tell us.
I guess I didn't watch it, Howie. I know this will come as a shock to you because I'm usually right on top of SNL every weekend. But I guess they really didn't hit any sort of jokes about Biden. They didn't.
No, they
steered clear. And so the Los Angeles Times has a review out. Maybe Trump did kill satire. SNL kicks off Biden era in remarkably weak form.
Trump killed it?
Yeah, and this
Good
is
Lord.
This guy, Omri Saran.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Is there anything he can't do?
This guy tweeted back at the Los Angeles Times and said, wait until you guys find out what he did to journalism.
By the way, we had lunch at Mar-a-Lago yesterday, Grace.
Oh, with, nice.
With Ginger Betty.
Oh, I love Ginger Betty.
It was Ginger Betty's birthday, so we took her out. She's down here in Florida after the Christmas rush and all that. Ginger Betty's owns the big bakery in Quincy. They do great stuff. Check them out. Delicious
cookies.
So we were just messing around after eating lunch, and President Trump walked by, and he was talking to somebody else. But as he was walking away, I said, Mr. President, it's her birthday. And I pointed at Ginger Betty. And he turned around and pointed at her and said, happy birthday.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really awesome.
She was pretty pleased, I'll tell you.
So how did he seem, Howie? Was he in good spirits?
He's still preoccupied. The thing that surprised me was he had in his hand a copy of the Sunday New York Times. And I was thinking to myself, man, if I could break myself of the habit of reading the Boston Globe, he should be able to break himself of the habit of reading the Sunday New York Times.
Yeah, but I think that's part of his thing is he likes
That would probably be part of the thing that was depressing him, you know? I mean, talk about fake news.
Did you see what President Biden tweeted today, speaking of presidents? He said, grateful for the short commute on days like these. And it's a picture of him walking at the White House with his mask on. Because, Howie, you know that he's working from home today. He canceled the speech.
Watch out for those rugs, Mr. Biden. They can really trip you up.
Don't pull any tails today, Joe.
They should have a picture of him walking major, shouldn't they? I always liked to have a picture. When Gunnar was around, I used to always take a picture of myself walking Gunnar.
And what would you tell Gunnar?
Don't eat the yellow snow, Gooner.
Speaking of the Bidens, Hunter Biden is laying low in L.A. and starting an art career. I almost said an acting career. That would be quite something.
He started that a long time ago.
Yeah, he's a very bad actor, Grace.
Starting our career with Shady Dealer as federal prosecutors continue their criminal probes into Hunter Biden's taxes and international business dealings. The president's son, shuttling between Washington, D.C. and a sprawling Hollywood Hills home is lying low, consulting with lawyers and focusing on his new career in art. Howie, this is a question I get from a lot of people, and I think you'd be the person to ask. Does he stay at the White House when he's there?
Yes, I believe he does.
That is frightening.
He ordered the other day they were making their token appearance at Mass, and he stopped the motorcade to go to a bakel, call your mother deli to get the bagels, a big Dem donor. Did you read about this guy that he's dealing with? Shane Koh, an L.A.-based entrepreneur who is fluent in Chinese and sits on the board of a Singapore real estate holding company. And that's the guy he's renting the home from. And the art dealer was accused of defraud. This is from the New York Post yesterday. Was accused of defrauding an investor in a 2016 federal lawsuit. The woman claims she invested $500,000 in Burge's Gallery for a promised expansion, but alleges he used the cash to pay off old debts. In 1998, this is the guy who's selling Hunter's paintings, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and making terrorist threats, which were dismissed. He served 30 days in jail in Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah, that adds up. That makes that sounds like that would be Hunter's art dealer.
There, it was a pretty good story. Oh, and they also said, you know, they still got this interest in this in this mutual fund.
I saw that. That they said, okay, so the mutual fund, this is the Chinese one, the one in China, Howie, where they tried to take him off the board, right?
Yes.
They made all of the outward appearances or optics of saying that his name was off there, but he still has a 10%.
Right. It's an LLC. It's an LLC called BHR Partners. I assume the H is for Hunter. A Chinese private equity firm with $2 billion in assets, partly owned by the Bank of China. And this is what a source told the New York Post. It's like a lottery ticket he has in his hand with a 10% stake in a company worth billions. Just imagine if that company is worth $2 billion, Biden takes home $200 million.
Jeez.
And as he said in his email to his daughter, the big guy gets 50%. That's $100 million for Dementia Joe.
That's a lot of diamonds. But Howie, it is really crazy that these stories are still coming out, and it doesn't seem like the media cares at all. Besides maybe the New York Post, that's where I get most of my Hunter Biden stories from.
Yeah. I know. Chris Plant said today there were 5 Trump stories above the fold on the Times and none on Biden. And I think the lead story today was something about it was about while Antifa was concentrated on right-wing terror plots grew. You remember all those right-wing riots, the mostly peaceful riots, police being shot. And, buildings being burned, looted, vandalized. You remember all that stuff, right, Grace?
It's crazy. And how
the MAGA riots, we call them.
I just think that Hunter Biden is going to deliver more news as this administration rolls out. I don't think he's going to be laying low for long. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who really likes to lay low.
Yes. No, I'm not going to go there after all my jokes about Charlie Parker and the mixed up words on CNN.
Big massive dumps.
All right. On that note, that is the end of Grace's News. I will be back, Howie, at 4:30 for Hate Mail Monday.
Okay, there are a lot of them today. Did you notice that in my column yesterday?
Yes. Your column about John Kerry?
Yes.
Yes, I noticed that. A lot of people think you should be jealous of John Kerry. So I think that will make for a good
hate
mail.
I just have to say, Grace, I've been called so many things on those message boards and in other places. But yesterday was the first time I was ever called short repeatedly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not overly tall.
But you're taller than people would think.
Right. Right. I'm not really short.
Well, people usually meet Howie and they go, oh, I had no idea you were this tall in real life. Because most of the time when people see you, you're sitting behind a desk and you're leaning over a microphone.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, people think that you're shorter than John Kerry. He's better looking than you. He's richer
shorter.
Than you.
He's pretty tall.
I am better looking than John Kerry, though. That's not saying much.
Not according to Mueller, the Avenging Angel, you're not. And he decides. He's the arbiter of who's good looking and who's not.
I may not be a matinee idol, but I do not look like I just escaped from Madame Tussaud. And John Kerry and Joe Biden both look that way. All right, Grace, you'll be back shortly.
Thanks, Howie.
We're all looking for ways to save money, right? Especially now. So let me ask you this. How'd you like to keep an extra $961 in a year in your pocket? That's how much Gabby customers save per year on average on car and home insurance. That's why when I was shopping for insurance, I used Gabby. This is the time of year we go shopping for insurance. Well, Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the nation's top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. Just link your current insurance account, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see the quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. It's very fast and very easy, and I'm not very good on a computer. I was with my old insurance company for 20 plus years, and I never upgraded the coverage. The company changed hands. The original owner died. His wife had it. She sold out. I still kept getting the same stuff, just paid the same bills every year. It was foolish of me not to take advantage of the changes in the laws, but I didn't. But when I finally mentioned it, when I finally logged in with my current insurance provider, I was shown over a dozen quotes, and the amount that Gabby saved me on my car insurance was over $500. As I mentioned earlier, Gabby customers save even more on average, $961 per year. I bet that would be nice to have in your pocket every year. If they can't find you savings the way they did for me, they'll at least let you know so you can relax knowing that you have the best rate out there. And they will never, ever sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You are probably overpaying on your car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you. No obligations. It's totally free to check, and there is no obligation and no spam mail. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. GABI, Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. People are saying too that there's something about these art exhibits. You know, if you're someone like Hunter Biden, and actually the New York Post got into that in this lengthy story yesterday. Thomas Anderson, director for the National Legal Policy Center, said that Hunter could sell this abstract net artwork through this guy who's done time in prison. He could sell the abstract artwork to wealthy investors as a lucrative way to rake in cash. This guy's name is Thomas Anderson. We highly doubt, however, a career as an artist will do anything more than act as a vehicle to further shield where his income is coming from. Oh, what a cynic. You don't think Hunter Biden is an extremely talented artiste? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We just got more information on the state trooper. This is Sergeant Brian Erickson. He is being held without bail. He has seven charges, two of which are second-degree assault and strangulation. And according to the report, he was visiting his girlfriend. He's married, but he was visiting his girlfriend, and they were supposed to be discussing breaking it off. And so he went up there, and he was arrested the incident occurred at 2:50 a.m. on Sunday morning. So you know the old saying, you know, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Here's another indication that old saying is correct. And so they confiscated his personal weapons. And again, we're hearing these stories that there's multiple weapons at his house. But the state police, who are used to dealing with scandals like this, they've had two in the last 3 days. They won't tell us how many of his quote unquote personal weapons were confiscated. So his name is Brian Erickson with a K. He's been around for a while. He's in his 30s, apparently. And he's got a relative also on the job. And we won't mention her name. 844-500-4242. He'll be arraigned tomorrow in the Rockingham Superior Court if the snow allows. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.